together.
With me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, as all of you know, I spent some time in New Hampshire for the primary, and one of the people that I had a chance to catch up with and talk to and rather enjoyed was a congressman from North Carolina, Patrick McHenry. Congressman McHenry, it's a pleasure to have you back on America Tonight.
Hey, thanks so much, Kate. Thanks for thinking of me.
Big stuff today in the war of words anyway, and we'll see what happens. Eric Cantor talking about Republicans wanting a year-long payroll extension and saying forget the whole two-month thing, as you know and you and I talked about before. Here we are on the bubble again. Your take on what needs to happen here?
Well, look, who does tax policy month to month? At a minimum, you have to have a year-long plan for tax policy. Even that's still uncertain, in my opinion. But at the very least, we should have a year-long payroll tax extension, get this deal done so the American people have certainty. It looks like to me that Harry Reid and the Senate, Democrat-controlled Senate, don't want to get their act in order. They want to drag this thing out. So they have something to talk about rather than actually getting on with real legislating.
Is this more about 2012? Is that part of the problem? Is that what we're seeing?
Oh, no. What do you mean? Politics entering this stuff? Heaven forbid. No, it's clearly politics. It's on Harry Reid's mind. It's clearly politics. It's on the president's mind. He gave up on legislating last summer and has been running for reelection ever since. I mean, he is not concerned about the economic future of this country. He's more concerned about him, about his own reelection.
Yeah. Well, I want to switch gears and talk about something else that you and I also briefly talked about last time, and this is really a big issue for me when we talk about what are we doing with energy in this country, and we see that now you got Congressman Issa talking about threatening to subpoena the energy secretary Chu because, if you remember, and I know you know this, he initially backed, for example, the Keystone Pipeline and then suddenly went mute when push came to shove, speaking of politics. So when we look at energy, and I know this is a big passion of yours, what do you think needs to happen in this country and your take on the pipeline and what's happening in Washington with this?
Well, look, Secretary Chu is a informed, thoughtful individual, and I think the Obama administration and the president and the political machine that's in the White House is trying to silence him from giving his honest-to-goodness view of the Keystone Pipeline. Look, the simple thing, we are so beholden to the Middle East. We're so beholden to foreign exchange rates. We're so beholden to things out of our control when it comes to powering our economy. And what powers our economy, what I mean by that is what powers the goods that we buy at market. It is 100% powered, whether you're talking about planes, trains, or heavy trucks. That is all done through oil. So let's just be serious about this and realize that we are dependent on oil now. Maybe not forever, but certainly in the middle term. So we need to make sure we use our American energy resources, the stuff that we have in the ground, that we know we have in the ground, or that our neighbor in Canada, last time I checked, they haven't attacked us, has in the ground. And so why not use our resources? Why not use our capacity so that we become more independent? And what we can do is, based off the revenue we get off of oil and natural gas, we can apply that to next generation technologies that can actually relieve the burden and relieve us from having to depend on oil and natural gas.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm getting pummeled on it, I'm telling you, but I'm on the same side of this thing. You got to look forward, and we're looking backwards on this issue, no question about it. You and I also talked a little bit about your background And for people listening to the show, the congressman was a small businessman. So you understand what happens when you are involved in a business venture. And I think that small businesses are being strangled by the avalanche of tax code nonsense. And we started this interview talking about the payroll tax cut extension and whether or not, you know, we're going to put another Band-Aid on this, or this is go a year, or what happens here. And one of the things that you've supported is the Small Business Health Fairness Act, which also wraps into this. I mean, overall, Congressman, I mean, come on. What is going on with small businesses? We're strangling it. Something has to happen out of Washington.
Absolutely. And what the president's doing with his tax policy, what he's doing with his regulatory policy, what he's doing with his health care plan, what he's doing when it comes to signing Dodd-Frank that raises the cost of lending and makes it less available, all these things hurt small business people more so than big businesses. You know, and they have fewer options to seek this out. They have fewer options for tax avoidance and everything else. So what we have to have is a policy, not just a speech, but real policy that frees up the regulatory burden, the health care burden, the tax burden on small businesses, and gets the economy moving. That's where we're going to have real job creation. It's not going to be by the biggest companies in the country. It's going to be by the small business folks that are going to grow and innovate. And so we've got to keep pushing forward on this. We know that less regulation will mean more jobs. We know that lower taxes as opposed to higher taxes will mean more jobs. We know that the president's health care plan is not going to create jobs, not that have a positive economic impact at the very least. You might have some more government workers, but you'll have fewer folks providing the health care that Americans need and want.
Yeah. You know that you're watching what's happening. We met in New Hampshire. You're watching what's happening now. We're down to, after going through Nevada, we're on some caucuses, including in Minnesota, 40 delegates at stake there. What do you think, you know, handicap this for us? Who do you like? What do you think needs to happen on the Republican side in the race against the President Barack Obama?
Yeah, at a visceral level, we all like Newt lighting up the liberals. I just don't think he can win the election in the general election. And I don't think he's run a disciplined campaign, disciplined enough to take on the hundreds of millions that Barack Obama and his liberal allies are going to throw at him. So, Mitt Romney, I think, has come around on the issues, and I think will be a disciplined candidate, as he's shown in the last couple of months, especially in the last month. I think Mitt will be the best standard bearer we can have for the party to go against this president and try to unseat him.
Yeah. Congressman McHenry, thanks so much. Oh, what, did you watch the Super Bowl yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, did your team win?
Well, look, my wife is a Patriots fan, so not the best of evenings for my family.
I understand. I have a lot of Patriot friends too, but I still have some New York friends as well. Congressman McHenry, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kate.
Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Missouri and Colorado, and you know, everybody will run out for these caucuses. That's the latest stop along the trail. And then, you know, ultimately all roads lead to Super Tuesday. And now even the candidates are saying, oh, Super Tuesday is the big day. That's my day to shine. Well, they got to collect all these delegates. You know, it's like one big pot. Collect as many delegates as you can along the way, because you're not going to get the nomination unless the numbers add up. So Super Tuesday coming up in March, but we still got a whole lot left in February to go through, and eventually here in the next couple of weeks, there's another debate. Now that there's been some space between the debates, I wonder in the next one out if the ratings will be as high, because it's a can't-miss reality television show that's been playing since last June, and the numbers are so high. That's why the networks are practically brawling for the right to televise another debate. So March 6th is Super Tuesday, and you have so much momentum heading into Super Tuesday between Alaska and Georgia and Idaho and Massachusetts and North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Vermont, Virginia. A lot of you listening to me in those states and may be involved, if you're a Republican, might be involved in going out to a primary somewhere in your neighborhood. So what's going to happen the past couple of days? There's been a lot of shuttling going around between Minnesota, Missouri, and Colorado. It's all about having a good show in the contests in one or all of them. There seems to be this thread going on that Rick Santorum could really show up in Minnesota, or maybe even Ron Paul. Newt Gingrich, once again, back in trouble. How much money does he have left to spend? How far can he go? You know, his balloon blows up and then it crashes to Earth again. His balloon blows up and then it crashes to Earth again. He continues the bickering and the brawling with Mitt Romney. So he was urging everyone to run out and vote. Take a listen to what he said.
Get on Facebook, Twitter, you know, email, telephone, even, if I may be old-fashioned, talk to people face-to-face.
Talk to people face-to-face. What, and tell them, you got to go out and vote. You got to go out and vote now. So it's not a vote situation. It's the caucus situation. You know how that works in a fire hall, in a school, and you've got how they caucus together. People caucus together as to who they want, and that's how they come out. There's lots of different places, and the numbers add up, and there's 40 delegates, for example, in Minnesota at stake when that happens, and that's it's all part of the process. It's all part of adding up the numbers, and it's about the numbers. So will Rick Santorum, will Ron Paul, will somebody else come up and grab it this time around? And then if they do, is it all about this going back and forth and parceling out the delegates all the way through beyond Super Tuesday, you know, beyond the Super Tuesday thing? And, you know, it might be. Initially, when I jumped on the air and we were talking about campaigning and delegates and all of that, I thought it would be over within the first 10 contests. But it's not looking that way. It's looking like a lot of people are hanging on, meaning there's four people and all of them are hanging on at this point. I mean, is there somebody you think that needs to say, I give, I'm done, I give up? Because, you know, once you run out of that money, that's when you, ultimately, once that money goes, you almost are pressed into having to give up. All right, speaking of being pressed into having to give up, you know, I almost dread going here because I think we have so bungled the situation in Iran that now, finally, when push comes to shove and there's nothing left to do, what now finally has happened is the U.S. is taking a bigger approach to this, a little bit bigger of a stick to slam down the throat of that country. And so what now has happened is the president ordered these sanctions on the government, including the central bank. So by doing that, Obama is saying that the sanctions were warranted because of the deceptive practices of the bank and the unacceptable risk posed to the financial system by all of the activities, right? So this is with all this tension happening in the Middle East. And this is the whole diplomacy deal. Is diplomacy the solution with that country? The president is saying it's still possible to resolve the standoff over the nuclear program through diplomatic efforts instead of ultimately dropping a bomb on Iran, which is what Israel desperately wants to do. They know how this situation can play out. Really, do you think that sanctions are going to work? If you tighten international sanctions again against Iran and their economy shrinks, it pushes up inflation, right? Follow me. It pushes up inflation, and then ultimately what happens, because really the economy now hasn't been touched by any of the sanctions in the past. It's been ridiculous. There's been like 20 sanctions, something like that, and hasn't done anything. But you have the Iranian ships that have been stopped loading Ukrainian grain, and the United Arab Emirates is jumping in. They've told its banks to stop financing Iran's trade with Dubai. Iranians are finding it much harder to get a currency to travel outside of Tehran, outside of Iran. So maybe now when they're on the rack now, will they still be able to scrape by, or will this be ultimately the straw that breaks the camel's back? I'll tell you what, I think they're still going to weather it. I think the nuclear ambitions are there, and even if these are some of the toughest sanctions that they've come under, I think that they hang in. I do not see conversation happening with Iran. You know, Leon Panetta, we talked about this last week, really whipped things around by fueling concern that Israel was going to attack Iran. And you know what? I don't blame Israel for Benjamin Netanyahu for sitting there thinking, what kind of game are we playing here, when I know that they have missiles that can reach us, and I know what's happening, and if this nuclear proliferation continues, how can I just not do anything about it? I mean, there's serious concerns that Israel is going to attack Iran in this effort to stop them from the nuke, and it's really been elevated since last week when the defense secretary said that he felt like there was a strong, and that's his words, strong likelihood that Tel Aviv would launch an offensive in April, May, or June. Yeah. But that hasn't shook the tree enough in Israel that they've made any kind of a move. But I think that maybe he said this on purpose so that somebody would come up with a way to cut a deal, but I just don't see a deal being had here. I don't see even the sanctions doing much in the way of shutting down Ahmadinejad or shutting down his ambitions as far as nukes are concerned. I think there's a strong likelihood that they're going to continue to develop a nuclear weapon, and they're very close to having that done. I mean, the odds, what are the odds of an Israeli attack on Iran? Better than 50-50, that's for sure. Better than 50-50. So if we are just tired of war, do you think we should even attempt to mount some kind of a military attack on Iran? Or is it only going to be squeezing them financially and diplomatically? I'm thinking what Obama's just said, only financially and diplomatically. Is this the right thing to do? 800-259-5791. We'll check in the mail next.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
I think everybody is weary of the Super Bowl and getting ready for more of the politics coming up with caucuses in Minnesota, Colorado, and Missouri. And there's a big fight for the scraps, the delegates, and this is only the beginning. Big, big, big day is Super Tuesday. Can anyone really clear the decks on Super Tuesday? Even money is on Mitt Romney, but he's the establishment guy. Can Mitt Romney really knock off the incumbent president? That's a question that a lot of people are asking. That's why there's signs. Anybody but Mitt, but there's a thing in the Republican Party. When you pay your dues, you wait in line, and you help others, sometimes they move you to the front of the line, whether or not you're the candidate that most people want. But you heard at the top of the show, Congressman Patrick McHenry from North Carolina was backing Mitt Romney. And there are other people that we've talked to in Congress and in the Senate who are backing Mitt Romney. It goes back to that same thing. Besides adding up delegates, do those endorsements also pay off politically for anyone who's running? Does it matter that much? Quickly, let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Can you hear me?
Hello. I gotcha.
Good. You know, I think I have an explanation for that MIA hubbub. You know, you probably covered that tonight, haven't you?
MIA?
That, you know, the halftime show?
Oh.
isn't her name MIA? She calls herself MIA, I think, doesn't she?
Yeah, Madonna.
Or is it Mia?
It's Madonna.
No, Mia. Madonna lives in England, too, doesn't she?
She does live in England, yes.
Well, I think that halftime show, why would they have a bunch of Englishmen on the halftime show at a Super Bowl? The most American event in history, and they got a bunch of cotton-picking Englishmen at the halftime show. Madonna.
Oh, they've had a lot of English people perform in the past. Come on.
Americans, or even, you know, let the cotton-picking sheepdogs on there, or not anybody but Celine Dion. You know, that MIA hubbub, I figured that out. MIA stands for Mitt is Awesome, and she was giving the finger to Obama. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, right.
And also, has John Huntsman endorsed anybody yet? John Huntsman dropped out, didn't he?
He did drop out.
Has he endorsed anyone?
He said Mitt Romney.
Okay, because didn't he play the law professor in that TV show? There was an old TV show in the 80s called The Paper Chase, I think. Didn't he play the law professor in that?
But I'm point taken, no.
That's John Houseman. John Houseman. There used to be a
close
TV
enough.
Show. Yeah, close enough. But also, you know, I knew his campaign was sunk, Kate, when I heard that the night that Gabrielle Giffords gave that eloquent speech, speaking comprehensible English, perfect pronunciation, and she took two or three bullets in the head. And then the next item on the news was John Huntsman speaking, and I couldn't understand a word the guy said, but I guess he was speaking Chinese. I wasn't sure, but, you know, I don't think he took a... I didn't know he was speaking. I thought he was trying to speak English, and I said, this guy can't even talk English properly, and he didn't take a bullet in the head. You know, okay, and one other quick thing. Our stupid prime minister, I don't like the guy. I don't like Stephen Harper. He's not right-wing enough for me. I honestly think that Stephen Harper... our prime minister is a closet liberal who's infiltrated the right to sabotage it from within. But he is over in China right now. He's over in communist China, and he's buttering up the Chinese. He's being an obsequious sycophant to the Chinese because the almighty dollar. And you might disagree with me, Kate, but I believe that communism is just as evil as apartheid. And shouldn't we be treating communist China the way we treated South Africa?
Communist China is not going to be treated that way by us, Al. Thanks for the call. Because guess who is paying the freight? Who's got the debt? How do you manipulate and maneuver around China? And the answer is the Chinese also, remember, as much as I'm all about Made in America, as much as I am featuring that once a week, we do a Made in America show. We definitely make money off of exports, and the Chinese definitely take some of our exports. You cannot completely cut off the red dragon, if you know what I mean. That can't happen. And in a couple of minutes here, we're going to go to the mailbag, but it's interesting. Madonna's performance, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give the material girl? She was on the stage with Nicki Minaj, MIA, as we just heard the reference there, LMFAO, and CeeLo. So there was a few surprises, which you knew that was going to happen. A lot of people are saying if you hate her or you just don't really, not your cup of tea or you love her, that her halftime performance was one of the all-time best. One of the all-time best. There was one part that I did like that happened on the stage, which you knew there were going to be surprises. When she was performing, the guy who did a gymnastics tightrope dance on the stage, and I saw his name pop up. Maybe the Daily Mail, speaking of being British and reading the London paper record, Andy Lewis was his name. And I actually thought that was pretty cool. So some people also believe that Madonna was upstaged by MIA. I don't know. There was a controversial moment. Thanks to Al. He always brings those things up. And was it anything like the wardrobe malfunction, which I was at that Super Bowl in Houston for that? No. But people are talking about the possibility of the possibility of maybe a fine or something like that. You know, I don't know. The obscene gesture is what we're talking about. And the NFL and NBC apologized. They said the obscene gesture in the performance was completely inappropriate, disappointing, and we apologize to our fans. That was an NFL spokesperson. And it came during the huge TV event, the Giants beating the Patriots 21-17. Record viewership. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. So speaking of Madonna, this one comes to us from Hal, listening in Virginia. Kate, thumbs up on America Tonight. I have to say I was skeptical in the beginning, but I'm sucked into your offerings these days. Madonna was terrible at the Super Bowl. What idiot thought of reinventing Madonna? Hasn't she done that enough herself? Okay. Hasn't she done that enough herself? All right. Let's move to another one. This one from Tank. Tank says, Madonna sucked. Period. End of story. Why are people praising her, Kate? Please explain. Of all the acts, they picked her to do the halftime. I just don't get it. Well, Tank, here's the thing. You might think she was wrong for it. I might think she was wrong for it. You're right. There's a lot of acts you could go to. But Madonna still has a rabid following. She does. She has a rabid following. They even looked at the spike when she was on in the halftime show, and she is the curiosity factor. So if there's a curiosity factor and people are going to tune in, who are you going to put in to your show? You know, that's what's so funny about the NFL. Just like other corporations, they talk out of both sides of their mouth because they want to play all squeaky clean. But number one, they really like gambling because people watch their sport, although they would never condone it or say that. And then with these halftime shows, they want to generate what's it called? Buzz. That's it. They want to generate buzz. They want people to watch. They want people to pay for the advertising so every year they can charge more to the advertisers. So they don't want some squeaky clean performance. They don't want big controversy, but they don't want, let's be honest, they don't want a case of the blahs, a case of vanilla. They're not looking for that. That's why we're answering our own question. That's why Madonna. That's why that happens. All right, let's move to another one. This one comes to us from Mirror Mirror on the Wall. I love these names. You are such a clever audience. And it's Mirror Mirror on the Wall, who had the worst football team of all. Can't believe I didn't nail the score. Did anybody else get to the door? But he was doing okay until he had the end there. Nobody got to the door and opened it when it came to nail the score. 21-17 Giants, shockingly in a way, nobody had that. You know, that's one of those scores, this is not, you know, I was saying how oddball scores have been winning. It's not necessarily an oddball score. It was a strange start of the game with the safety, but not an oddball score in the end. Nobody had it. Somebody had it for New England, but that doesn't count. You could have the right score, wrong team. Of course not. It's not going to count. I already got that email, too, by the way. All right, this is fun. We're ripping through a bunch of them. This is from Brad. Kate, Iran needs to be turned into glass. Why are we messing around with these idiots? There is no way we can negotiate with Iran. What is Obama thinking? He's lost it completely. This is a desperate attempt to placate yet more people at America's expense. Yeah, you're not negotiating with Iran. Sorry. Now, Ron Paul thought that it should be a negotiation session, too, when he was asked if he were president. But I know that the idea is, well, why can't we have diplomacy first? How much diplomacy do you give Iran? How much do you continue to bend and twist to satisfy Ahmadinejad? You got to stop. You got to draw a line somewhere. You just absolutely have to. Hang with us. Taking calls next. 800-259-5791.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com. Or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Becomes, since so many people were emailing me, if you didn't want Madonna and you had a choice and you got to be on the committee and you got to pick, let's be honest, you get to pick. And you can pick whoever you want and then everybody gets to vote on it in the room or whatever. Who would you pick? Who would you choose? All right, Jack says he wants to see Big Country show. Oh, Jack. Toby Keith, how do you like me now? Montgomery Gentry, Alan Jackson, Zach Brown Band, and Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett. See, I think they'll try to go younger, is what I think they would do. Or who's ever hot right now? I think go with somebody hot. Aerosmith was suggested as well, and I said I liked Aerosmith, but Aerosmith just appeared a couple of years ago, so I don't think so. Choices have been interesting over the years, to say the least. And then it's just as interesting to see who they choose to do the national anthem. And the national anthem this time around was pretty good. The national anthem was Kelly Clarkson. I'm going to say thumbs up to her rendition. And that's a tough one. Seriously, when you're standing there in the stands and you're doing the national anthem, it's a little bit different than when you got to belt it out in front of XYZ amount of people. The kind of pipes you have to hit those notes, boy, that is tough, man. That is tough. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
For halftime entertainment, I have Sarah Palin out in the middle reading the Constitution.
You are awful. You are awful. The people that are listen. You are making yourself a target. The people in the Sarah Palin fan club do not like you, Rick, and I tell them you're one of my favorite callers. I'm constantly forced to defend you off the air.
Well, that'd be just as exciting as watching Madonna. We drug her up.
Here's what I said. She's iconic, though, and that's the thing. So if you look at the past people that have done the Super Bowl, we had the Black Eyed Peas last time around. And then Aerosmith. Remember, they've had Sting a couple of different times.
Give me Buffett. Everybody likes him.
But here's the thing. You say everybody likes him, but he has three hit songs. I mean, I think he's a brilliant businessman. Listen, he started Radio Margaritaville, and he has merchandise out the yang. He's smarter than his cousin Warren Buffett. That's what Warren Buffett even says. But there's a lot of people that, Rick, that think he's like an old guy. They don't even know Cheeseburger in Paradise or any of those songs, so there'd be people that wouldn't be happy with Jimmy Buffett.
Well, that you sang with that country song, Somewhere, 5 o'clock Somewhere.
I love that song, and that's with Alan Jackson.
Well, that's all you need. You need about 10 minutes of entertainment. You don't need to drag it on and on and on.
Just get on there with your guitar, sing, and get off the stage immediately.
Yeah.
But you don't understand. I agree with you, but here's the thing. You and I are in the minority. That has become so big. And what is the NFL about? Big, bad, and money. That's what they want. They're like the super PAC. They want as much money as they can get, and they don't have to report it. So they want a big-time show. They want people to talk about the show, to be surprised by who's on the show and who's doing it. So that's the whole game for the NFL.
What are they going to do the next year when it's outdoors in New York Stadium?
I don't know. That's
freezing
a great
rain, snow, cold, or something.
Well, if it was cold, that's not going to matter because the person will just be bundled up. If it's rain or snow, well, especially more rain, that would matter, and that would matter for the players. But that's a good question. There haven't even been very many hints as to who's being considered for next time around. Rick, you're all wet. You say you hate Madonna. Let's see what other people say. I don't know. Madonna, thumbs up, thumbs down. you have to go young, hip, and hot. Who are the hot people right now singing? Certainly you have to surround whoever the entertainer is, but that was part of the idea of what Madonna's show was about. Nick is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Nick.
I've been thinking lately of something kind of melancholic, but I wonder if you'd be interested in discussing the Paterno case.
Oh, boy, the Paterno case, meaning everything that's going on with the assistant coach, Jerry Sandusky, and now in the wake of his death.
Well, yeah, what happened was I picked up a copy of the Detroit Free Press a couple of weeks ago when Paterno passed away, and there was an extraordinary essay about him by Michael Rosenberg, who's one of their sports writers. And it's grown on me. I mean, most newspaper essays, you might like them for a while, but this one's growing on me in the last couple of weeks, and I've discussed it with a number of friends, and it's a really amazing piece of insight and reflection on Paterno. I was wondering if you'd like to hear the end of it.
Let's hear the end of it.
Okay. Rosenberg says, if you say Paterno only cared about winning games, you missed the point. Paterno never cared only about winning games. He cared about his players, and he cared about that kingdom. He believed that his territory was his. He had an unwavering belief in himself and in his ways. In most situations, that belief was justified, but it helps explain why Paterno had such a horrible lapse. It is worth noting that Paterno's chief sin was one of omission. After hearing an account of Sandusky's molesting a young boy, Paternal alerted his boss, but he failed to call police, failed to follow up, failed to find the boy, and failed to completely exile Sandusky from the program. Paterno needed to fundamentally alter his view of Sandusky, and he didn't. Now that we have had time to digest the Sandusky allegations, is this surprising? Paterno rarely changed. That used to be what people loved about him. In a college sports world that spun way out of control, Paterno was reassuringly the same. His offense seemed stuck in the 70s. His values seemed born in the 50s. His fashion sense stopped changing in the late 40s. And his reaction to the Sandusky allegations was straight out of 1960. For many years, most Americans would have reacted as Paterno did, by doing the legally required minimum and telling themselves they had done enough. For most of Paterno's life, Americans avoided discussing child sex abuse. He surely knew more about it than he let on in a recent Washington Post interview, but his reaction would not have seemed so unusual 40 years ago. Should it define his life? Should one incident define anybody's life? We can each answer that for ourselves. Paterno's friends, players, and colleagues will gush about him this week. Folks who were appalled by his conduct in the Sandusky scandal will roll their eyes. But the Joe Paterno we deified for years is the same man we vilified for months. And that might make us all uncomfortable, but I think it is true.
Wow, I didn't see that. I'm so glad that you had a chance to get through and read that on the air. Interesting. Nick, you know, here's the thing, and it's going to ratchet up the questions about Paterno's legacy, about a mistake, whatever. It's ultimately Sandusky's going to answer when this all goes to court, and that's in March. And the constant questions about what did the university do? What did he do? All of that still will be in play. I am certain of it because it has not gone away. It's still the fact of what went on at the university, why channels weren't opened up and he wasn't shut down, and certainly not to be on campus and have the access that he did. It's just impossible to deny that. And at the same time, absolutely, players and whatnot came out in droves for his funeral, as did so many at the university. And it's a tough question of legacy at this point. Where does he ultimately fall? And the history of the university will call it, I think, a push. And still there will be scholarships established in his name. But the stain of Sandusky is going to take a long time for that to leave that university.